Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, coming to you live on this beautiful day. You know, a lot of people complaining about the weather. I think this weather is glorious. I love it hot. If you have a pool. If you don't have a pool, I'd understand. But you need some pool or need to be near a beach or a lake, some body of water when you're hot. However, the financial markets are hot, and we're taking your questions all hour at 800-321-0710. So if you have a question, now is your time to chime in. You get to ask me any and every financial question. Some of my listeners call this hour Breakfast with Josh. You know who you are. We love you. And thank you all for the well wishes this week. Some of you even got me presents. So thank you. You're one of a kind. So folks, give us a call. 800-321-0710. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds. The market is rallying 8% off of its June low. Now, we have no sign yet of the end of the bear market. However, Apple, Google, Meta, all of the tech companies hitting the brakes on hiring. And if it is a recession, it could last longer than people think, or it could be a very short one, you know. The market tends to be a forward indicator. So there's a lot of things. We're going to talk to you about Robert Kiyosaki is warning that a key economic signal is flashing bright red. We'll talk to you about that, a problem that is happening that he is concerned about. But first, I want to hear what you're concerned about. So give us a call, 800-321-0710. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, now is the time to chime in. We really want to hear from you. So call us. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. We've talked in previous weeks about all kinds of things, but I really want to hear from you. This is an open line edition of the broadcast, 800-321-0710, and we're talking about anything you want to talk about in the world of finance and financial education. So we were talking yesterday, I didn't have time to finish this concept. 75% of middle-class households say their income is falling behind the cost of living. And we're going to be talking about how to sidestep the new IRS private letter ruling fees and tuition hikes to higher student loan borrowing costs. Inflation is making college even more expensive. And Republicans slam Biden's possible plan to cancel student debt. First off, sidestepping the new IRS private letter ruling, like most everything else these days, the price for receiving an IRS PLR has gone up. One way is to make sure your IRA or company plan distribution is moved via direct rollover or transfer rather than a 60-day rollover. With a 60-day rollover, there's always the risk that the deadline will be missed. This is from IRAhelp.com. A person will request a PLR to receive the IRS's blessing that a specific tax transaction won't violate the tax code or regulation. A PLR is specific to the particular situation of the person requesting it. This means that PLRs should not be relied upon by anyone other than that person. Practically, however, taxpayers with similar circumstances will often rely on a published PLR. There are three problems with requesting a PLR. First, takes the IRS a long time, sometimes as long as it takes a baby to be born, 9 months to issue a ruling. By that time, it may be too late for the PLR to provide any meaningful relief. Second, PLRs are expensive. As of July 1, 2022, the filing fee increased from $10,000 to $12,500 on IRA matters. And an attorney or tax expert will charge thousands of dollars more to do the actual filing for you. Lastly, there's no guarantee the IRS will rule in your favor. So unless you're faced with a very large tax bill or the funds to pay the cost, a PLR probably isn't a good option. Fortunately, with some common retirement account transactions, we're going to show you ways to avoid having to go to the IRS for a PLR. If that happens, the IRS will sometimes forgive the violation, but you must request a PLR to get relief. Since 2016, the IRS has also offered self-certification as a free alternative to a PLR for fixing a late rollover. Self-certification only requires you to provide a letter to the receiving custodian indicating that you missed the 60-day deadline due to one of 12 specific reasons. Those reasons include errors by the custodian, losing a rollover check, postal error, or serious illness of you or a family member. But self-certification won't work if you don't meet one of those 12 reasons. That's why we always recommend a direct rollover or transfer instead of the 60-day rollover. A second way to avoid a PLR is to name a person rather than a trust or estate as your IRA beneficiary directly on a beneficiary form. Although there are good reasons to name a trust as IRA beneficiary, oftentimes a trust is named without a legitimate purpose. When a trust or estate is designated, it often becomes necessary to request a PLR to allow a surviving spouse to roll over the account owner's funds to her own IRA, or to allow the funds to be transferred to inherited IRAs to set up for non-spouse beneficiaries. The need for a PLR in either situation can be avoided by simply naming the beneficiary directly. Now, check with your attorney on that because there may be other reasons they wanted it for a trust. Now, tuitions are going up, and higher student loan costs are borrowing. Inflation is making college even more expensive. This from CNBC. Beyond highlighting the overwhelming burden of student loan debt, the last few years of economic turmoil have also shed light on the sky-high cost of college. It's why I think you should avoid paying for your kids' college. I don't know about you, but I'm not sending money, my money, so that my kids party and drink at college. They really want to do that. I'm not approving of that. They could do that on their own dime, not on my dime. If I'm paying for college, I want it to be a school that I like. I want it to be an education that I value. You know, I'm not spending, you know, 60 grand a year, 40 grand a year for them to come out with some stupid degree or whatever. Now, I'm not against education. I'm against squandering education so that our kids, don't turn out to be like these latest people who, you know, believe that the government should take 90% of your wealth. Anyway, beyond highlighting the overwhelming burden of student loan debt, the last few years of economic turmoil have also shed light on the sky-high cost of college. So if you're looking for planning for college, we have a whole college planning discussion. So even though I don't believe in it, I'll help you pay for it. So what that means, you could do a 529 for college. You could do cash value life insurance. You could buy a piece of rental real estate in the state in which they want to go to school, and then you get to write off trips to see your investment property every time you go visit your kids to check on your property. Also, you can save on room and board that way. And the other thing, you teach them responsibility. They can be the super of the house buy a house, outfit, you know, get 8 students in it. And then the nice thing is you could get the appreciation as well as the tax breaks. And maybe they could get in-state tuition if they live there longer than 13 months typically. So the first year they wouldn't get it. But you would have the student move there sometime in the summer before their freshman year. They would then, you know, change all of their address to that state, and you would live in there. They would live there. In fact, college has never been more costly than it is today. That's largely due to a convergence of factors, including inflation, sudden impact on the tuition tab, rising interest rates on student loans, and the market's decline effects on investments families were relying on to cover college bills. A lot of you that could say that about retirement, right? Retirement is now harder to pay for in light of the recession. Sometimes students feel the same sense of my parents are going to make it work, said Jennifer Finetti of Scholarship Owl. I think a lot of students don't realize the financial reality. A lot of parents can't make it work. During the pandemic, increases in tuition and fees largely held steady, according to a report by the College Board, which tracks trends in college pricing and student aid. When we return, I want to get your take on my latest concept of, hey, avoid paying for your kids' college. Give us a call. What's your thoughts? 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. And call us now for the 4 ways to save for college review at 888-988-JOSH. And we'll throw in the 10 ways to lower your taxes review for free at 888-988-JOSH during the break. We'll be back after these messages.
Tune in to the financial quarterback Josh Chelinski this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Chelinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to the financial quarterback and count on Josh Chelinski to call the play. For a free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check, call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674. Or visit Chelinski.org. That's Chelinski.org.
Tune in to the financial quarterback, Josh Chelinski of the Chelinski Advisory Group this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future during these turbulent times. Looking to lower your taxes or need help securing your financial future? Then Josh and his team are the people for you. They're experts in financial economics with one mission in mind, to protect you and your investments. From their 27-point checklist to their one-of-a-kind financial quarterback approach, they help you achieve financial health and guide you through the hard times of high inflation, looming recessions, and stock market meltdown. For financial security, call them now, 888-988-5674, and get your free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check.
We're taking your calls, all matters financial, on the issue of college. The high cost of college is rising. The high cost of retirement is rising. So how do you pay for it? Well, there's a lot of things you can do. We talked about what you can do for college. You can do 529 college savings plans. You can do cash value life insurance. The nice thing about that is it's exempt from the FAFSA form. You could even buy real estate as a way to help pay for college. But people, college is one aspect. When focusing on retirement planning, the priority should really be not college, but retirement. So if you only have $1 saved for your retirement because you don't want to keep working, you know, you don't want to live with your kids, it's a better gift to have your kids not have to worry about you financially. So we're going to go to the phone lines at 800-321-0710. What do we got, Noah? Give us a call, folks, if you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have. No question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. So we're talking about college, how to pay for it, even if you don't agree with it. Here's the thing. I want your take. Is college a scam? Modern day college, you spend 40 to 60 grand a year. Now realize, I am not saying, I one time had this dear listener said, you know what? I slaved to send my son to Harvard, and you offended me. And I said, no. You know what? I salute you. That was an expression of love and care for your kids. And that's what everybody was taught, that if you were a good parent, you paid for your kids' college. You know what? My parents were good parents. And they didn't have money to pay for my college. I did. So that's sort of how I grew a little jaded. And then when I went to school, my friends were racking up student debt. So it depends on how old your kids are. And you know what? 40 years ago, it was different. 30 years ago, it was different. Started to really change around 2000, late 90s and on, where a college degree, everybody had one. So it wasn't that extra leg up. Now you get some people say, well, I've read stats and college degrees and earners of college degrees earn over $1 million to $2 million over their lifetime. Yes, that was true like 30 years ago, but I don't think it's true anymore. So look at a lot of the billionaires are college dropouts. So here's the thing, folks. What do you think? Give us a call. I want to hear your opinion. 800-321-0710. Is modern day college a scam? Now, I have 2 degrees. I do not think education is, I do not think education is bad. I'm all for getting an education. So I love education. I have 2 degrees, multiple designations in our industry. I am the biggest fan of education. Read a book, get self-taught, pay for your own way through college or grad school. My qualms is if you don't have any money, save it. Don't pay for your kids' college. If you don't have money to retire, you know, because you have 30 years of retirement to plan. Healthcare. Who's going to pay your healthcare bills in retirement? We're talking about inflation. The biggest inflation is the inflation on healthcare. Live-in nurses, long-term care facilities. Do you have a plan for that? We do. I'm going to tell you 3 ways to plan for long-term care costs. But first, 3 ways to plan for rising costs in retirement. Number one, you could do what are called the dividend aristocrats. Those are companies that have a history of not only paying dividends, but growing them. Number two, you could look at dividend diamonds. These are dividend companies that gush dividends. They pay significant dividends. However, the risk of those companies is they could go down. You know, they might pay 4%, 5%, 6% dividends, but the risk there is the stock could go down. Stock could also go down on dividend aristocrats. But that gives you some measure of inflation-adjusted income. And third, whole categories of annuities. So those are ways to deal with rising costs in retirement. Now, there are some annuities that have what's called an increasing income story, where you link your interest to an index, and if the index goes up, you get a pay raise for that year. If the index goes down, your principal is protected, subject to generally a 5 to 10 year surrender charge schedule. So you want to pick an A+ rated company. So you can do stocks, you can do annuities. You can also do municipal bonds are paying good yields, and a bonus, treasuries are paying better than they paid. So you can invest for income. You could buy higher dividend stuff. You could buy annuities if you do not want income that fluctuates with the market. So there are many ways to save for income that needs to increase due to offsetting inflation. So we're talking about college, we're talking about inflation, we're also talking about long-term care costs. Long-term care costs are on the rise. But first, we're going to go to Lee. Go ahead, Lee. You're on with Josh Chelinski.
Hi, Josh. Good morning. Yeah, I just received a check for $5,200. This was for work I did back in 2007. And I since then have gone on Social Security. And I'm wondering, first of all, if there's a way that I can put this money towards my Social Security so I can increase it. Secondly, I'm on SNAP, so it's going to show, I'm going to have to show income, and it's going to make me lose my the payments that I'm getting from SNAP and all. And I'm wondering if there's a way to get around that. And overall, you know, I'm not sure what to do with this, if I should cash it or if I should, I don't know. I need to get some assistance on this.
Yeah, I don't want to give you any direct advice just because I don't want to have you lose benefits. Is there someone you can talk to, an accountant? Well, you could call us at 888-988-JOSH. We'll try to find somebody to help you. But basically, you're worried that if you cash this check, you're going to lose your benefits. And I can't guarantee that if you don't cash the check, you won't lose the benefits. So what do you do? Can you do some type of IRA with that $5,200? When was the income from?
It was work that I did in 2007. And it was from 2007 and back, and it was owed to me. And they just decided now to...
Can they put it in a 401k or an IRA or something like that for you? You know, are you going to be able to, number one? Number two, you could gift it to charity. Number three, maybe you can assign it to a child or a friend who doesn't have that same problem of losing SNAP. And then what's the value of these government programs? If you cashed a check and you lose it, how much are you allowed to keep in your name to get SNAP, you know?
Well, it's based on your income yearly, so probably I'm going to lose it for the year because I don't get that much to begin with.
Yeah.
But then after that year, I'd have to reapply, and it's a real hassle to reapply.
Well, if the income counts for this year, even though it's from 07, I would check to see if you could have an accountant have that be counted towards this year. Then you put that money in an IRA, and then it doesn't cause your taxes to go up. Maybe that, you know.
I could put it towards 2007. It could increase my Social Security payment because that's like
true. But then you got to get the Social Security re-audited, all that stuff. You know, yeah. It sounds like you need a good CPA who might be able to help you. The problem is you probably don't have a lot of money to pay the CPA. So,
exactly.
I'd pay somebody something, you know, some CPA to give you some advice on this.
Right.
And, you know, if you need help. But basically, my initial tip would be ask about could an IRA cause that income to be sheltered. So if you put in $5,200 and you put $5,200 in an IRA, it's a tax wash. You don't owe tax on that. So that doesn't show as taxable income. So I know from an income tax perspective, you won't own any income on that.
Right.
And because it's not in your bank account, it may not hurt you for SNAP. But
right.
I don't know the exact answer to the question. If one of our fine listeners does, you can feel free to call us. Or we can try to find you somebody who can help you.
At the end of the year, I will get a 1099 for that amount of money.
Yeah, but then what I would say is then you would have an IRA contribution, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the $5,200 would be offset by the $5,200 IRA contribution.
Right.
So your taxable income wouldn't go up. I don't know if SNAP is based on that, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that'd be.
Just a thought.
It's a good thought.
So thank you so much for the call, Lee. We'll take our next break, and then we'll be back with more of your calls, folks, at 800-321-0710. I'd love to meet you this week. I'm in New York, New Jersey, and around the country through Zooms and conference calls with you. So we'll offer 45 minutes free when you schedule your 10 Ways to Lower Taxes review, 888-988-JOSH, 988. Josh, up next we have Lisa, who has a question on annuities. Are high interest annuities legit when we return? This is Josh Chilinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Maybe it seems like prices can't get much higher, or that the stock market is headed for bear territory, or maybe you're worried about another great recession. Josh Chilinski, the financial quarterback, can help you protect your family's financial future in times like these. Tune in this weekend to The Financial Quarterback to hear how Josh and his team can help you decrease your tax liability and lower your risk. Call 888-988-5674 to take advantage of Josh's 27-point plan to achieve financial health. And when you call, you'll receive a free copy of Josh's book, Retirement Reality Check. Tune in every weekend to The Financial Quarterback and call 888-988-5674 to receive your free copy of Retirement Reality Check. Tune in to The Financial Quarterback, Josh Chilinski, this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Chilinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to The Financial Quarterback and count on Josh Chilinski to call the play. For a free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check, call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674. Or visit Chilinski.org. That's Jalinski.org.
Tune in to The Financial Quarterback, Josh Chilinski of the Chilinski Advisory Group this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future during these turbulent times. Looking to lower your taxes or need help securing your financial future? Then Josh and his team are the people for you. They're experts in financial economics with one mission in mind, to protect you and your investments. From their 27-point checklist to their one-of-a-kind financial quarterback approach, they help you achieve financial health and guide you through the hard times of high inflation, looming recessions, and stock market meltdown. For financial security, call them now, 888-988-5674, and get your free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check.
Maybe it seems like prices can't get much higher, or that the stock market is headed for bear territory, or maybe you're worried about another great recession. Josh Chilinski, the financial quarterback, can help you protect your family's financial future in times like these. Tune in this weekend to The Financial Quarterback to hear how Josh and his team can help you decrease your tax liability and lower your risk. Call 888-988-5674 to take advantage of Josh's 27-point plan to achieve financial health. And when you call, you'll receive a free copy of Josh's book, Retirement Reality Check. Tune in every weekend to The Financial Quarterback and call 888-988-5674 to receive your free copy of Retirement Reality Check. Tune in to The Financial Quarterback, Josh Chilinski, this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Chilinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to The Financial Quarterback and count on Josh Chilinski to call the play. For a free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check, call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674. Or visit Chilinski.org. That's Jalinski.org.
Lisa, you're on with Josh Chilinski, the financial quarterback. Go ahead.
Hi, Josh. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, hi. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
I've got one quick question. Just regarding annuities, obviously, and it's we've got a financial advisor at our Chase Bank with our retirement annuity. Our contracts, my husband and I have two separate contracts. They're not huge, but it's what we have. And we're in between, that in-between stage, which he told us to keep in a kind of a twilight zone right now, that it was earning a little bit of something as opposed to nothing, in between annuities, waiting for interest rates to go up a little bit more. But my question was this. There are out-of-state annuities that offer, we've got a fixed annuity too, by the way, sorry, their fixed annuities. And we're just wondering, these out-of-state annuities that were mentioned to me are at carrier higher interest rates. But my financial advisor had said, you know, you've got to make sure that they're insured, that these are reputable, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And my question is, how do you feel about out-of-state annuities as opposed to sticking with what we have? And right now, he's about to offer us 3.65 in our fixed annuities, which is, you know, I mean, we're being very conservative. But how do you feel about us staying with what we have and maybe thinking about an out-of-state? I understand they're offering 7% interest rates as opposed to what we'll be getting, 3.65, and that's it.
Well, great question. You need the annuity primer discussion. For those of you who are looking at annuities because rates have gone up, right? So you can get five-year annuities. I saw it 4%, seven-year at 4.4, 3 years at, I think the highest I've seen was 3 years at 4%. Rates are subject to change. So it matters what state you are. It matters what rating you are. There is no 7% fixed annuity, so I will dispel that myth. They're probably talking about a 7% cap.
Okay.
I've seen caps as high as 9%. What a cap is when you have a fixed annuity, best three-year fixed annuity, I think, in the country is like 4% right now. So, you know, 3.65, we could do a little better for you. Call us at 888-988-JOSH. Does that make sense? But then there are fixed indexed annuities, which have a higher cap. By the way, you can buy those in New York if you want to. And then you got to see, you know, you got to make sure you have a reason for doing business out of state. Do you have a house out of state? Do you have a business relationship? Does the advisor have a place? There's all these different rules. You have to follow the out of state rules. So that's a little bit hairy, meaning, you know, there are different rules between New York, New Jersey. Generally, for a state to count, you have to do the application, delivery, and the sale all within the state that you're in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it can't just be they sell you over the phone and then they lure you over the cross border. That's not allowed. So, you know, you have to, you know, there's state issues with annuities. There's ratings issues. You want to make sure you have a highly rated company. Annuities are not a curse word. They're annuities with zero internal fees. Now, the only fee you'd have to worry about with those annuities is a surrender charge if you cancel prematurely. So it seems like you're confusing high interest with a high cap because there is no 7% annuity out there. I know virtually... I have a quote machine. You could tell me your age, your date of birth, your state, and we'll tell you what's the best annuity for you. I'll do that for free for you. Call my office, 888-988-JOSH. But I wouldn't, the 7% it's actually a good question because it's a cap. Now, what it could be is some of them offer bonuses if you come. And that might be a 7% bonus. Some of them, 10% bonus, 8% bonuses right now. Which is kind of cool because let's say you lost money in this market crash and you want to get a quick 10% on your money or 8% on your money. You can get those subject to a new 8-year term or a 10-year term. Now realize when you pick the bonus annuities, your cap is then less. And a cap is like a ceiling for your money. So if the index is up 20, you're not going to make 20. You're going to make whatever the cap is. So we'll use the S&P 500 index. They don't pay dividends. So that's one negative. But if the S&P index for the year is 20% and your cap is 9, you would make what? What do you think you'd make, Lisa? Sorry to put you on the spot.
I guess I couldn't make anything above 9. I understand.
Exactly. So you would hit 9. So if the cap was 7, you'd hit 7. Now, that's a strong cap. Historically, caps are like 4 or 3 or 2. So because rates are higher, I think the best S&P 500 cap that I'm seeing on index is around 9 right now. on a 10-year product, that's pretty strong, you know? And
yeah,
seven's probably average for a 10-year right now. But I've seen...
That wasn't even mentioned to me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, but that's why you don't want to go through other people. You want to go through us. We'll mention the nuances. It's not like buying a used car where you go to the first lot and the guy, you know, and I'm not casting aspersions on that person's motives, but people confuse the cap with the rate of return. Then you're just happy making 3 to 4. Then next year the market's down, you make zero, and you go, why am I making zero? You're making zero because the cap was 9. The cap wasn't, you know, you had no fixed rate of interest. Now, some of these offer like a 1% floor. So worst case scenario, you make, you never make less than 1. But then the cap is a little lower. So then the cap might be 7 and the floor is 1. So there is a floor and a ceiling. When you do a straight, you know, 3-year at 3.65 or 5-year at 3.65, that is the floor and the ceiling. That's all you're going to get.
Right.
So the benefit of the of a 7 or 9 cap is, you know, probably going to make more in interest over a decade than a fixed, although it's not guaranteed. It's called a fixed index. Your principal is guaranteed, but your rate of return is not guaranteed. We're in a straight fixed annuity. If it's 3.65 and the contract says it's 3.65 for 5 years, that's what you make. Now,
right. I understand that because I've had the annuity before. As I said, we're in between contracts right now, and I was just wondering about the best way, you know, to go. And also, if I could just sneak in another quickie, if that's all right with you, Josh.
Sure, and I would just, to finish that realm, yeah, shop even if you want to do fixed or fixed indexed. We could shop it around for you, make sure you get the best rate for your situation. Okay.
Okay. And you said the last thing you said was shop around what?
We'll shop around for the best rate. So you got to decide whether you want to do a fixed or a fixed indexed with the higher caps. But once you determine what product is right for you, then you got to pick, well, who am I going to do that with? And we have a great shopping service. And I think we do a fine job for you. So call us at 888-988-JOSH. We can do it over the phone, over Zoom, or in person. So give us a call. Okay, next question, Lisa. And then we have Gordon. Oh, no, Lisa's gone. Okay, Lisa, you can call back if you want. Nice lady. Next up, we have Gordon. You're on, Gordon.
Yes, Josh. I know that immediate annuities are not your favorite investments, to put it mildly. But at the present time, and maybe looking into the future, are there any immediate annuities which offer a cost of living increase?
I don't know. Yeah, I generally don't like immediate annuities unless you do not have kids, because I think you could do exactly what an immediate annuity does with slightly less yield in a fixed index with an income rider or a straight fixed, just whittling down your money. The reason I don't like an immediate annuity is you don't earn any interest. So you're giving your money to an insurance company for years and you're just getting a payout. Now, if you're single or if you're married and have no children, they offer the highest payout per unit of dollar. So if you put 100 grand in an immediate annuity, they might give you 7 grand a year. Fixed index might give you 5 or 6 grand a year. But the fixed index, there's a death benefit to your heirs. In an immediate annuity, there isn't. So it's not that immediate annuity is bad. It's just generally, you know, unless you really need the money, I would say go with the others. Now, there are COLA rises on, I do not know. I would have to check with we have an annuity department where I know there is an increasing income rider on a fixed index annuity. I don't know if that's the same thing works on a immediate annuity. I'm sure they exist, though. We could shop around and look for that for you if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But then they start out lower. When I've done the analysis with somebody who's really into it,
mm-hmm.
I've typically, on an immediate annuity one time, there was a COLA versus a flat. I picked the flat because my idea was let the market money grow. So if somebody has $1 million saved and they have 100 grand in cash, $400,000 in annuity, $500,000 in the market. You put that $400,000 in immediate annuity or annuity, that kicks off income, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The $500,000 that's in the market, that's supposed to be your inflation hedge 15 years, not the annuity.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, oh, annuities, they're not inflation protected. Well, really nothing is, right? As we're seeing this year, the market is not inflation protected. So it doesn't really, I always thought that that was a bad reason to not do an annuity. You know, the reason might be, okay, you want the potential to make 20 and you'll never do that in an annuity, you know, but it's really a potential thing. It's not, oh, annuities lose to inflation. I've heard that for years. And you know what? It's losing to inflation. People are losing 20% of their portfolio. So I don't see that as a reason not to do an annuity. So if you want to stand on, Gordon, we got to take a break. We'll be back with your calls at 800-321-0710. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Maybe it seems like prices can't get much higher, or that the stock market is headed for bear territory, or maybe you're worried about another great recession. Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, can help you protect your family's financial future in times like these. Tune in this weekend to The Financial Quarterback to hear how Josh and his team can help you decrease your tax liability and lower your risk. Call 888-988-5674 to take advantage of Josh's 27-point plan to achieve financial health. And when you call, you'll receive a free copy of Josh's book, Retirement Reality Check. Tune in every weekend to The Financial Quarterback and call 888-988-5674 to receive your free copy of Retirement Reality Check.
Tune in to The Financial Quarterback, Josh Jelinski of the Jelinski Advisory Group this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future during these turbulent times. Looking to lower your taxes or need help securing your financial future? Then Josh and his team are the people for you. They're experts in financial economics with one mission in mind, to protect you and your investments. From their 27-point checklist to their one-of-a-kind financial quarterback approach, they help you achieve financial health and guide you through the hard times of high inflation, looming recessions, and stock market meltdown. For financial security, call them now, 888-988-5674, and get your free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check.
Next up, we have Gordon. Everybody's favorite, Gordon.
Yes, Josh. This is a question that your previous caller probably would have asked.
And folks, if you have one more question, we do have room for maybe one or two more callers at 800-321-0710. Go ahead, Gordon.
If inflation does continue at a high level, do you see the cap on fixed income annuities slowly getting higher, climbing above 9% perhaps?
Sure, but these are the highest caps I've seen in a long time. So I'm not of the opinion that our economy can take much higher rates than this. So I believe, now if you remember, I said the last time I said this was December of 2018, when people said, should I lock in annuity rates? I'm worried about rates are going to go higher. And I said, well, I don't think so. I think this is the highest it'll be for a while. And I was right. I would say we're sort of at that phase now.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever the interest rate cycle is, whether it's the four-year cycle, Stan has all these cycles. So to me, if we push higher than this, we're going to have an epic crash.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, because the real estate market is slowing, because the economy is starting to feel pressure of a recession, we may hit that softish landing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
The Fed has a vested interest to keep rates artificially low because we have all this national debt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, the narrative of the last 12 years of us knowing each other, 14 years, was that the Fed was sort of colluding against seniors, right? You know, your 5% CD doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're printing so much money, they have to keep rates low because the government can't afford the debt service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that will be the ultimate narrative. So I think now is a good time to lock in higher rates. Could be wrong. Now, what if I'm wrong? and you do a five-year annuity, well, next year you could take 10% of that annuity but do something else with it.
Right.
Then the next year you can take 10% out, and then after 5 years it's fully liquid, or after 7 years it's fully liquid, or after 10 years it's fully liquid. And you could take up to, generally annuities have provisions between 5 and 10% penalty free per year. So if you're really worried about rising rates, you just take 10, 7% out every year and lock in the new higher rate that's out there. But if I'm right, and I'm not really making a bold prediction, but I just think that fixed annuities, you know, 5 years at 4%, that's the highest we've seen in a long time. So I've seen 3 years at 4%. I've seen these caps at 9, 7. We haven't seen caps like this in years. So my personal opinion is, if you're retired, invest for income, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry about the market. If you have enough income with Social Security and your annuity, I don't care if you bought your annuity 4 years ago and rates were lower. If you got enough income to be okay in annuities, Social Security, et cetera, then you can afford the risk in the market with the other money. But the problem comes is if you need $5,000 a month and you're only getting four, there's a $1,000 income gap every month. If you need $10,000 a month and you're only getting eight, you need $2,000 filled. That's an income gap you need filled before you retire. So if by doing the annuity today, you lock that income in, great. If you want to take a chance and risk losing more in the market, that's fine. Generally, the market beats annuities over a 10-year period in terms of growth. But do you have 10 years, you know? Mm-hmm. Are you mentally, do you have the chutzpah to not sell when your portfolio is down 40%? That's a factor too, right? A lot of people emotionally invest. And so give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. We'd love to talk with you. 888-988-5674. And you get the free 10 ways to save taxes review, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after this.
Tune in to the Financial Quarterback Josh Jelinski this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Jelinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to the Financial Quarterback and count on Josh Jelinski to call the play. For a free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check, call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674. Or visit Jelinski.org. That's J-A-L-I-N-S-K-I.org.
Now, inflation is on the rise, causing, we were talking about college. Now, a giveaway to highly educated college grads. In response to reports that the Biden administration could soon move to forgive student debt, Republican leaders warned of the perils of such action. The perils of such action is when you give money away, it becomes worth less over time, thereby causing inflation to grow. Do we not get that yet? Do we not get that the reason we're in this mess is because Republicans and Democrats spent more than what the government was taking in? This is not a problem that concerns the wealthy. It's affecting working class people. More than 40 million Americans are in debt for their education, owing an accumulative $1.7 trillion, far exceeding credit card and auto debt. So why are we giving a giveaway to rich people? It's basically what this is. The knowledge that the government can forgive debt with a stroke of a pen will lead many borrowers to take on more debt in the future, not less. So Tom Rice of South Carolina, in response, reports that the Biden administration could soon move to forgive debt. Student debt, Republican leaders warned of the perils of such action. It's a giveaway to highly educated college grads, said Kevin Brady, of Republican of Texas. The perils of President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan will make rising costs worse rather than address the costs of college. See, this is also why I think college education is kind of a scam. Who is going to school? Like, what are they teaching kids in economics? Right? I mean, if you have too much of something, i.e. dollars, things become worth less over time. And that's a very simplified view of inflation. Oh, but Josh, this and this and this. But nothing. So advocates have said that framing student loan forgiveness as a handout to the well-off is a misinterpretation of the deep and historic inequities of the American economy. Mushrooming tuition prices coupled with stagnant wages, they contend, have forced more and more families to borrow to attend college, an increasingly necessary step for a decent shot at landing among the middle class. So all of these fat cats, people who never want to help for working people and poor people, come up with these myths, said Senate Majority Leader Schumer. Before federal student loan payments were put on pause in March 2020, about a quarter of borrowers were in delinquency or in default. Here's the thing, folks. If you need help with rising retirement costs, rising college costs, get a financial plan. Call us today, 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. And if you call us today, you'll get the 10 ways to save tax dollars review by saving for your retirement. We'll help you minimize risk in these uncertain times.